أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. Here the Quran Sharif is referring to the advices which Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave to his son. And these are great advices for us also and to give our children. The first was that a person should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and the rights of Allah Ta'ala. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam explained the rights of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala saw that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam is shy to explain his rights, what are the rights of parents. So Allah himself then gave the advices that children should be obedient to their parents, serve their parents, make their parents happy, and in detail that was discussed. And then after that again now Allah reverts to the advices which Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave to his son. Ya Bunayya, hey Bete, oh my beloved son. There also is a great lesson that when giving the advisors, don't give it like a dictator with an authoritative rule, but with love and kindness. This makes it much more receptive, and a person is prepared to accept it when advices are given with love and kindness. In Aqimi Salah, Qaim Rakh Namaz. The first other advice now, the right of Allah Ta'ala, that not only perform your namaz, but make iqamat salah. That means see that you, with great care, with great ihtimam, that you look after your namazes, the namaz times, read them properly, read them with jamaat, see that you have concentration, devotion, that all the etiquette of namaz, etc., are all fulfilled. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ اور سکھلا بھلی بات اور منع کر برائی سے. And command that which is right and forbid that which is wrong. This is also a very great command which, because it is neglected, lot of harms have come into our lives, our homes, and in the community. For example, we know our son is not making namaz, he's having bad company, he's not dressing well, but we never command him and stop him from the wrong and tell him what is the right. We know our daughter is on Facebook and we know that she is doing other wrong things also, her dressing is wrong, etc., but we never ever tell them that it is wrong. People in our families, in our neighborhood, we don't command what is right and forbid what is wrong. This is a very, very fundamental principle of Islam, that tell the people what is right and forbid them from what is wrong in a suitable and in a nice way. But today we prefer to keep quiet. And many of us, for example, will phone the ulama that please explain my son, tell my daughter this, but don't say I said it. We are so frightened even from our own children whereas we are commanded personally to speak to them. We should have that relationship, but we are so frightened of our children that we say, please don't take my name. My name must come nowhere. Don't say that I said it. Whereas the command for us was that we personally should have told it to our children. And when you'll do that, and what we are fearing, why we say, don't take my name, Allah gives the reason and the answer to that. Wasbir ala ma asabak, aur tahammul kar jo tujh par pare. Especially when a person will do amar bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar, the person you are telling him, he'll take out 10 faults in you. He'll say, who are you to tell me? Even for your parents, they'll say that you do this, you do that, who are you to tell me? And when you were young, what and what didn't you do? Now you are acting so pious and you are telling me. So you'll have to make lot of sabah. That Allah knew you are going to face all these hardships when you'll do amar bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. So in advance Allah told, be ready to make sabr also. But do this, fulfill Allah's command and see the goodness that will come in families, in communities, in the ummah, if we do amar bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. This almost 100% is neglected even by the very pious people, by the whole ummah. Amar bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. And this is not going out in jamaat. Tabliq work is separate. Amar bil ma'roof, to command the right. Wan nahya anil munkar, to forbid the wrong. That is a separate command of Allah Ta'ala. That is to tell a person to do what is right, to tell our children to make namaz. We say we told them enough. One, two times we tell them, now they're not making namaz, now we keep quiet about it. Their dressing is wrong, their company is wrong, what they are doing is wrong. We frighteningly, very hesitant, tell them one or two times and then we leave it. Whereas in a nice way we should be continuously telling them. Inna dhalika min azmil umur, beshak ye hai himmat ke kaam. Allah says to do this, it is people who have got iman, who are strong, not men of iron and steel, but men of iman, which means first build your iman. And if your iman is made, you won't be able to see your children doing wrong. You won't be able to see how badly your children are dressing. Wedding is coming in the family and there are so much of extravagance. There's going to be music, there's going to be videoing. If you got iman, you won't be able to tolerate it. Just like if you know there's a fire that we all know, we won't say that now I can't say anything, I must just keep quiet, let them burn, because we are convinced the harm of the fire. If we have that iman and convinced of the harm of extravagance, of videoing, of music, of all be pardagi at the weddings, all this extravagance, we won't be able to tolerate it. So first we have to work on our own iman, then we won't be able to tolerate all this. وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Those were the basic commands. Now akhlaq, character. Ibn Luqman alayhi salam is advising his son to have good character. Aur apne gaal mat phula logo ke taraf. And when you are speaking to people, don't like blow up your cheek or don't turn your face like proud, arrogant people. They feel it below their dignity to speak to an ordinary person. If they have to, they turn their face one side as though you are not important. Who are you? So don't do like that. Respect and honor people. Have good character. Don't think you are very great, you are very rich, you have got great position, you're a great person. Now you haven't got time for ordinary people. Don't do that. That is another very great advice. Be like an ordinary, humble person. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Or matchal zameen par itrana and do itrata, and don't walk on the earth like a proud and arrogant person. The way your style of walking, that is also important. How we sit, a person sits in an arrogant way and he sits in a humble way. How he walks, how he stands. Many people when they stand also with their leg, one leg little bent, one leg little in front, that's his arrogant style. And is when sitting also, crossing the legs one over the other, that is also an arrogant style. So don't walk in an arrogant way, in a proud way. Don't sit, don't do anything. Let humbleness appear from every action of yours. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَانٍ فَخُورٍ. بِيشَكَ اللَّهُ نَهِ بھاتَ كُوِي اتراتَ بُرَائِيَوْ كَرْنِ وَالَا. Allah does not love, does not like at all any person who is arrogant and proud, and that person who breaks the laws of Allah, who transgresses and sins, Allah does not like that person. Even if you are not arrogant, but don't in your the style of talking, the choice of words, the way you sit, the way you walk, the way you meet people, let there be no arrogance in that. Allah does not like an arrogant person at all. And in fact, people also don't like an arrogant person. A person who is proud and boastful, people also keep away from him and they don't like him. And a person who breaks the laws of Allah, of course, Allah Ta'ala does not like such a person. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ. Or chal beech ke chal. And furthermore details how much this is given, that when you walk, walk a middle path. That is, don't run wildly. And don't walk so slow like you're walking on eggs also. If you've got no reason, your health is good, etc., don't walk very slowly. And don't run and be like a wild person. Like normally, youngsters, how they rush and do things. things. Many times, even in driving, this applies to that also. Don't drive in a wild way, driving fast, etc. How many accidents are caused by that? And on the other hand, don't be so slow and you're an obstruction to other people also. Choose the middle path. Where such great advices are given to us, it's a pity we don't pay attention and we don't make amal. Otherwise a person will find his worldly life also going so peaceful and comfortable. Waghdud means sautik, or nichikar awaz apni, and lower your voice. That also is a common thing. How many times we see, especially certain nationalities, when they are talking on the phone, it looks like they don't need the phone. They are talking so loud that their voice will reach there without the phone. So shouting on the phone, people are sitting and talking right next to one another, but talking so loud and causing a disturbance. And especially when it is a place of sanctity, like the masjid. Even if we are just out of the masjid, in the wuzu khana, making a noise there, it's disturbing other people. And this is very, very annoying. When people are talking loudly, etc., making a noise. So even ordinarily, and this applies for everything. For example, even if the imam is making imamat, and there are two people behind him, he mustn't read very loudly. Just so much that the two people can hear. There are 20 people, then according to that must be his voice. Even giving a bayan, there are few people and a person is screaming at the top of his voice. That is not correct. According to the requirement, a person should speak. And when we speak with our families, our wives, our children, control the tone of our, the volume of our speech also. Speaking loudly, shouting, this annoys a person. Many times we say, I told you so many times, you're not listening. But we said it in the wrong way. We said it in that way that we break that person's heart. We chose such words. We speak in such a way that person becomes upset with us. If you break the glass, how can you put water in that glass? You break the heart of your children, of your wife, and you say, now you say they're not listening to me. After you broke the heart, how can you first mend the heart again? Go through a process of mending, creating love again, bring it, and then give advices as we are supposed to do. So don't raise your voices like that. And what a comparison Allah Ta'ala gives. Inna ankaral aswat la sawtul hamir. Beshak buri se buri awaz ghade ki awaz hai. Allah has compared it to the sound of a donkey. And if we must have heard the donkeys when they bray, that sound that comes of it is a very despicable, unlike the sound that the donkey makes. So think yourself that I'm a donkey when I'm shouting like this. You might be thinking I'm giving advice, I'm giving bayan, etc. And I'm telling the people, but you're screaming at the top of the voice. The Quran says you are like a donkey at that time. In your house, you might be thinking I'm telling the children make namaz, behave yourself. But your volume of your voice makes you like a donkey. So be very careful. And how many of us are guilty of it? When we are outside in Jamaat, we are in the Khanqah, etc., public places, we are so humble and meek. And how many wives complain, you can't understand this man when he's at home, how his behavior is, how he carries on like a wild beast he carries on. And the Quran says that you are like a donkey at that time. The reason for this, ulama have written that every sound of the animals is zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Besides the donkey sound, that is not the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the donkey makes the sound when he sees shaitan, and then he's making. So you are like a shaitan when you raise your voice and scream and shout like that. So therefore, a person must control his voice. Such golden advisors, not to be hung up on frames, but to be written in gold on our hearts. And to make amal, then we'll see what the value of these golden advices are. Ulama have written the other advices of Luqman alayhi salam also, which have come in the Quran, in the hadith, and which ulama have recorded, and these are printed in kitabs. We should try and get that and see the golden advices Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave to his children, and which are for us also. And this was a black man of Sudan. But he was such a high position that Allah has made a whole surah on his name. And Allah himself has recorded his advisors. So it's not a matter of color, of creed and nationality, but of the actual words of value.